a very important lesson that you learn in school is that if the teacher repeats themselves, pay attention, because it's probably going to be on the test. More so with God himself. When God repeats himself, we should pay attention. He's trying to tell us something. Because there might be an interesting question that we can ponder. So we've been talking about during Lent, we've did a whole series of homilies talking about the Mass and talking about Jesus as the Lamb of God and talking about how God wants us to worship him and talking about how Jesus came to give himself as the new Lamb of God, the one who would take away sins. And there's this all this new sacrifice, new Passover, all this stuff. But there might be a question that we should consider. One that maybe we haven't thought of before, but that is very interesting. Why is it that we worship on Sundays? Why Sunday? We believe that every time we come to Mass, it is a representation, indeed, that sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross becomes present to us in a very real way every time we do Mass. Because that's what he said. That's what he told us to do. Remember, at the Last Supper, he said, "Do this in memory of me." That was a command. So every time we celebrate the Mass, we are at Calvary. We are in the upper room again. So why don't we do Mass, or at least the high point of our week? Why isn't it Thursday? Why isn't it Friday? Friday, the day of our Lord's sacrifice, his passion and death on the cross. Why Sunday? The obvious answer, which we would give, is, well, it's because of the resurrection. Okay, well, why did Jesus rise on Sunday? Because it just seems like that's just the way it lined up. Or is it? We know that Jesus had to rise on the third day because that's what the scripture says in the prophet Micah. In all the prophets talk about the Messiah, and they talk about him being handed over to sinners and rising again. But why Sunday? Why the first day of the week? So if you recall, in the Jewish religion, the Sabbath, Saturday, is the day of worship and the day of rest. So why Sunday? The first day. When we hear the words the first day, not just Sunday, but the first day, our minds might be immediately drawn all the way back to the scriptures of Genesis, the first day of creation. And that is intentional. In the first day, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And then, from then on, time started to flow. Creation began from that moment when God said, "Let there be light." So that was, in the beginning, the first creation. And there was light. Why then is it so important the resurrection happens on the first day? Perhaps it's because the first day of creation, the old creation, began with light. The first day of the new creation begins with the light of the resurrection. See, in the prophet Isaiah, in the last chapters, especially chapter 66 of the prophet Isaiah, he explicitly talks about how when the Messiah comes, when the Savior comes, he will make a new heavens and a new earth. What does that mean? He's going to make creation happen again. There will be a new creation. Does that mean, then, that the old is completely gone? No. We are still in the old created world, and yet we are not. When Jesus rose from the dead, he showed us that he started something new. And it happened on the first day of the week for a good reason. To show us, I will make all things new. This is the new creation This is the beginning of something very new. This is the beginning of something much better than the old. While we won't see the fullness, the fulfillment, all what that means until the end of time when we are in the new creation, new the world to come, and we are resurrected and with the Lord forever, please God. But now we get a glimpse. Why do we worship on Sunday and not any other day of the week specifically? We do Mass every day of the week, but why is it Sunday is the high point? Why is it that Sunday is supposed to be a day dedicated to God above all else? A day of worship and a day of rest. It's because this day is the day of our new life, of our new creation. We are a Sunday people. We are a people of the resurrection. And therefore, we worship on the day Jesus rose from the dead to show us that death has no more power over us. We worship this day because had Jesus not risen from the dead, the sacrifice of the cross would have meant nothing because he would have been a liar. The resurrection proves that what Jesus said about himself in all the scriptures was true. That he was who he says he was. He was God. He was the Savior. He was the Messiah. That is why Sunday is the most important day of the week. The one in which we are called to rest and worship. Because it is the day that Jesus freed us completely from death. It is the day that is ours, specifically the people, the Christians, those who are like Christ, those who are people of the resurrection. And so this Easter perhaps is a call to rediscover why Sunday is the most important day. What about it is more important? What about it should be set aside different from every other day? Perhaps this Easter is an opportunity to meditate on where is my life centered? Is it centered on God? Is it centered on his day, the day of the resurrection, this day that is Sunday? That may be something for us to ponder. Is Sunday the day I look forward to the most? Is Sunday the day that I give my whole self in worship to God? Is Sunday the day of resurrection for me in my own life?